Okay, we're going to get started. We're going to call the May 2nd Bucksport Planning Board meeting to order. Roll call.
James Morrison.
Here.
Brian McDonald.
Here.
David Grant's not here. Steve Feit.
Present.
Edward Belcher.
Here.
George Hanson's not here. Christopher Johnson.
Here.
Review the minutes of April 4th.
Mr. Chairman, the only change I would have in the minutes was under the new business, which it was listed that the board agreed to have this posted as an agenda item for the May 2nd meeting. Mm-hmm. Jeff already knows about this. That should be changed to the June meeting,
yep.
Which I'm not sure what the date is in June, but that's just a technicality. So I would make a motion to accept the minutes as amended.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? The chair has no report. Code enforcement officer's report.
Just a couple things to update you on. I was asked to hand this out to the committee tonight. It's an invitation from Nancy Minot, the Heart and Soul coordinator, to sit down with her or somebody else from Heart and Soul to share your story. If you haven't already done it, she's inviting you a chance to do that. So this is information about that invitation. The next item I'll update you on is the comprehensive plan. There's a public hearing scheduled May 25th at the town council. There'll be a presentation on the comprehensive plan, which has now been reviewed and approved by the state. This is the final step for adopting the comprehensive plan, so you're all welcome to attend and listen to the presentation and share your input. By the way, this is what the plan is going to look like. It's about that thick. When it's approved, I'll have copies for all of you to have to keep in your files. This is a document that you'll be using when you start talking about any changes that might be necessary to our land use ordinance in the coming future.
You said May 25th?
Yes, 7 o'clock. The last thing I will update you on, just for your information, is that the town council has decided to put an RFP out for repair work to Wilson Hall to include repairing or replacing the roof and installing windows. That RFP will probably be going out in the next week or so. And I'm sure we'll get some bids, but what price range they may be in is hard to say. The project will involve at least repairing the roof, taking the tower off, and repairing the roof frame, putting a new nail base for shingles, new shingles, and then reinstalling a replica of the tower, an exact replica. The windows maybe. It all depends on what the bids are when they come in. It's whether the windows are the bid. At the very least, what needs to be done to save that building is to repair the roof. Because yeah. There's still a lot of water getting in and doing damage.
Mr. Chairman, Jeff, how when you say that'll be put out, what does that mean? How will that be put out?
There'll be an RFP on our website. There'll be an advertisement in the local paper, maybe the Bangor, Ellsworth, America, too.
Thank you.
That's all I have, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Thank you. At this time, we'll open a limited public forum. It's an opportunity for the public to address the board on matters related to land use or planning in the town of Bucksport that is not otherwise on the agenda tonight. Does anybody have anything they wish to say?
Yeah.
If you could come up and just identify yourself.
Yeah, Mike Paws. I want to know if I can change the use of a piece of property. It would be map 261-1. in 56. Take it out of, what was that, Jeff?
Residential growth. Mr. Haas was in my office today to talk about this, and I made up some copies. I hope I made enough. Maybe I didn't, but this is highlighted on this copy of our zoning map, the lot that Mr. Haas would like to have, or perhaps the entire district changed to allow mobile home parks. Right now, it's a prohibited use in the residential growth district.
Do you want some copies for you?
Yeah, that would be helpful.
There's covenants on that property.
Covenants?
It's Paddleback Estates.
I'm not sure about that. It's adjacent to
Buck Estates. It was part of Buck Estates.
Well, that can be looked at to see if there's in the deed description if there are any covenants on that apply to that lot.
Right.
So
he's here tonight just to get some direction from you as to what approach would be best. There's two approaches. One would be to actually amend our land use ordinance to allow mobile home parks in the RG district. The second approach is to do a contract zone that just affects Mr. Haas' property. So the contract zone in that case would allow mobile home parks only on that lot, not in the entire RG district.
Actually be on just one of the properties, which would be the, I can't remember which one it was, the bigger piece, Jeff, which I don't know if it was a 63-1, I believe.
Yeah. This property is accessed by Woodland Heights.
It's gravel road right now.
Yeah, there's a road right now.
It's got the infrastructure that I need there with the water and the sewer.
Did you get one, Jim?
Yeah.
That's the shaded.
I'll cover this when I get home.
Oh. I'm
still doing it. Right, no.
Anybody else need one?
Okay, so do we decide one of the two options, or does he decide which option is best for him?
Well, in both cases, both the planning board and the town council will need to approve this. And the bigger question is whether or not mobile homes parks are appropriate in that area, in that part of town. Right now, a mobile home park is only allowed on River Road and Route 46, I believe, are the two areas.
Yeah, you got one on Russell Hill,
Russell
too.
Hill Road.
Yeah, that actually is outside. It's outside the area where mobile home parks are allowed. The current ordinance is very restrictive when it comes to mobile home parks in Bucks Morning.
Yes.
What's also happening is, as I pointed out, we're going to have a new comprehensive plan.
I was going to say, is there anything in the comp plan?
Well, I think the comp plan encourages more housing opportunities in Bucksport. And a mobile home park certainly would provide for that. But the comprehensive plan is also going to be recommending that the town take a look at the current zoning boundaries we have, particularly in the downtown area. That includes, among others, residential growth. So that zone, the boundaries of that zone may change. What's allowed in that district may change. But before that can, that conversation can start, the comprehensive plan, the comprehensive plan has to be adopted, and that's going to happen at the end of this month.
Excuse me. Has anyone attempted to approach the board about this before? Has anyone ever tried to put a park in there before in this area? Or?
No.
This is new.
It's going to be a 55 and older, too. I don't know if that makes a difference.
A lot quieter.
So, won't be Section 8.
What is the pleasure of the board?
Is there a preliminary plan?
Well, it's, no. I think this is, we're not trying to determine that here. We're just trying to determine which step, which avenue, you know, which direction to head.
Yeah, I think just trying to get sense the temperature of the board in regards to allowing mobile home parks in an area where they're not currently allowed. I think we're just looking for some initial feedback, not a determination, just a sense that whether or not this is likely to move forward through this board. And of course, we're not talking about what the council would do with this, but all along the way, by the way, if an ordinance amendment is proposed, the neighbors in that area will be receiving notice and have a chance to comment on it.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
Jeff, on this map, you mentioned that the access would be through Woodland Heights, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which is... It is that one.
I think it's...
It's not this one.
This one.
No,
that's that one showing that's the access point.
Yeah, well, that's Forsyth. So
I know it's Forsyth stops at Spruce. Right, but they look to me like they've joined it.
They blocked it.
Because if that was the case, they'd be draining that right out through
the floor. That's the only way that's not going to happen.
Coming down Central Street, coming down the school.
Could I ask, which of these two options would protect?
One at a time, please.
This piece right here doesn't exist.
Which of the two options would protect us from just anybody coming along? We don't want to amend. That would mean anybody could come in and put a trailer park in there if they came and applied for it.
The contract zone approach would deal just with this property. And the proposal would be to allow a mobile home park just on that lot, not the rest of the RG district. That might be more acceptable than doing a zone-wide change.
Yeah, then you're inviting more of the same, you know. And
How many acres is that?
I think it's a 15 and a 1 acre lot, I believe, a 1.5. I'm not exactly sure. But I was going to buy the other one for a buffer for the houses. Then there's a road going up, so you won't even see it, but it's going to be a nice hot top road going in. It'll be all engineered. Mm-hmm. But it's, like I said, it's got the infrastructure that I need.
Sure.
I mean, I could do it anywhere, but we got town water, town sewer, which is going to help the town. 55 and older. Mm-hmm. Pretty good. Good spot for it, but it's going to push some traffic up that road. So
if it's 55 and older, mm-hmm. why don't you just put in apartment complex?
I don't want to rent property. I want to rent land. I don't want to buy houses. Smart, Dave. Yeah,
close.
And they'll be all new homes. You know, it's no junk homes. It's going to be a high end, kind of like Florida. But
so you're going to put covenants on it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yep. And you guys can too if you want, you know. Either way. It's gonna be nice. It's not gonna be a trashy one.
See what Monty Coons has for covenants.
Yeah. I'm gonna be stricter than that even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the process would be contract zone would come to this board first. Then if you approved it, then it would go to the town council. if they approved it, and by the way, public hearings are held at both steps. If the town council approved it, then the applicant comes back to the board again to do a subdivision review, because a mobile home park is a subdivision. So there's it's kind of a ordeal to get through, but when you're dealing with a request that would allow a use otherwise prohibited, you know, you have to expect that to happen. It's going to take a little work on the part of the property owner to get through the process.
Right. And I don't own this property yet, so this is all, you know, if I can get everything to go through. I mean, if you guys think there's a better place for it that has what I need, I'm all ears. But I don't see anything like that around here. It's a pretty good spot.
We've tried to use contract zoning before, and isn't it supposed to be some sort of a hardship for the owner, and it's a last ditched effort to make it possible for that to go through? I don't know that this is. Like he just said, he doesn't even own it, so it's certainly not a
contract zone.
It's not a hardship.
Right. If there's a better spot, I'll pick a different spot.
No, and I'm not trying to be.
It's got exactly what I need. So.
I understand that, and I'm not trying to stop you. I'm just I just don't want to go down a road that we shouldn't be going down.
Mm-hmm. You may be thinking about the variance process. The Board of Appeals has jurisdiction for that, and that's where you have to prove an undue hardship and that you didn't create the problem yourself. So, but a variance can't be granted to allow a use that's otherwise prohibited by our ordinance.
Okay, I thought that was a contract zone.
Tool. It's a tool to use if a proposed use is a perfect use for a piece of land that prohibits that use. And you know, that can come up. I haven't walked this land, so I don't know if I would make that observation that it's a great place for a mobile home park. But you have, so if we go through the review process, you certainly will be making that that decision as well.
Yeah. How many lots would you propose having there?
It depends on what the market will let me. I mean, we'll start out maybe 20 and then go to 40, and then if it does well, and I'd like to have it set up for 40 and then come back to the town, and if you guys think it's a good thing for the town, we'll grow it, and it really has to have, 30, 40 to make it worth it, because it's very expensive to run that.
Because right now all those lots are basically 30,000 square feet. We'll have one home on those.
Yeah. You see the lot right behind, there's one small lot. I'm going to leave that as a buffer. I'll buy that and keep that. I won't develop that. That way it gets me back off from that road. I think it's a 50-foot right-of-way, too, which is more than enough. It's not right-of-way. It's a 50-foot swath right down through there for the road.
Yes. It's a Spruce Street extension.
Yeah, Spruce Street extension. Yeah.
The water tower is right next near that.
It is. Yeah, I haven't talked to the water or sewer yet. I got to make sure that is.
Well, if you try to hook up to the water main, all the trailers will need a pressure pump because there isn't enough pressure there.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. I did talk to him about something about that pressure thing, but we'll figure that out later.
Yeah, sewer goes down to Broadway.
Yeah, I'll have to pump that too.
The lower corner, the lower left corner is near the power line easement, and you might get gravity sewer down that way.
Not hearing anything from the board that suggests this is not going to happen. So
no, I would say we try for the contract zone.
Okay.
Yeah, that's probably the best approach to take.
Yeah.
It's going to create a lot of traffic on Woodland Heights.
Yep, it will.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the only way in.
All the abutters
have a chance to comment on that.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's a shot in the dark here, but I can't think of a better place for it. It's going to put traffic somewhere, no matter where it is.
Yeah.
So once you become owner of the property, and we can sit down and talk about the contract zone process, how that works.
Yeah, I'd like to get a go before I go buying it. It's going to be $80,000 piece of land.
Well, I think you have to be the owner of the property to...
Before you can change the zoning?
Oh, yeah.
Can't you just change the zoning? You can't just put that in a different...
It's a contract zone. It's a contract you enter into. Mm-hmm. You're signing a document.
Okay.
And the town council will be signing the document. So it's, I'm pretty certain you have to be the owner of the property.
Who's the president?
Shot in the dark there.
Could you do with a purchase and sale?
Well, I mean, we can talk about that. I'll check the ordinance and let you know in some way.
Okay.
Some other way to deal with that.
Buck Estates.
Yeah. Is that Buck Estates? Is that still, is it dissolved or is it still? Is it still?
Still a subdivision.
They're not around anymore.
It's not really
Buck
a
Development. No.
Development? Okay. Good. Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak on the limited public forum? Seeing none, close it. Unfinished business, none. New business, public hearing. Should retail marijuana establishments and retail marijuana social clubs be allowed in the town of Bucksport?
So, I was hoping for a bigger turnout tonight.
I was expecting one.
There was an advertisement placed in the Enterprise on our website, posted in the town office here. So, I don't know if there's a lack of interest in this or if the word didn't get out enough to the citizens, but anyway, we have some citizens here tonight. So what this public hearing is about is, as I'm sure everybody knows, last November the voters of the state of Maine approved by a narrow margin the use of recreational marijuana, which also includes the operation of retail marijuana establishments and retail marijuana social clubs. The retail marijuana establishments includes several different types of land uses: marijuana cultivation facilities, marijuana product manufacturing facilities, marijuana testing facilities, and marijuana retail sales stores. Social clubs are also included. Those are areas where, well, first of all, the retail marijuana establishments prohibit the consumption of marijuana and marijuana products at those facilities. Retail marijuana social clubs allows the consumption of marijuana and marijuana products at that facility. It's a place where people gather and purchase marijuana and marijuana products for consumption at that place. They can't take the products off and do it elsewhere. So, as I said, in November the voters approved, and at the end of January the governor signed it into law, and shortly after that, or about the same time, the town of Bucksport adopted a moratorium that prohibits any of these activities at least for 180 days. And not long after that, the state also adopted a moratorium that extended the approval process until February of 2018. In the meanwhile, the state is working on fleshing out the rules and regulations that they need to have in order to administer this law to license facilities, to make certain testing is done properly, and other things. And I've filtered out from the law some of the rules that the state is working on or they're required to work on, and I'll read through this. It's not very long. The rules in the law must address things such as required forms, licenses, identification cards, and applications that are needed for an applicant to use, procedures for reviewing new licenses and renewals and reinstatements, and the payment of licensing fees, what qualifies an entity for obtaining a license, and the procedures for license denials, an independent testing and certification program. That's to test the marijuana products to make certain that the potency is as it should be and there are no contaminants in the product that could be harmful. Security requirements for licensed facilities is also something the state has to work on. Training for local jurisdictions and law enforcement officers in the law is required. Health and safety rules and standards for the manufacture of retail marijuana products and the cultivation of retail marijuana. Annual fire inspections of marijuana cultivation facilities. Signs, marketing, and advertising. And they also have to figure out where they're going to get the revenue to set up the licensing and enforcement operations. Those are the things that the law requires the state licensing authority to work on. And I'm assuming they're doing that. In the meanwhile, excuse me, the town's moratorium requires the town to work on their own regulations if the town decides to allow any of these activities. And that at some point, this board is going to have to decide that. If this board wants to recommend any of these uses and where they might be allowed, or if you want to ban all those uses, if that can be your recommendation as well, because the law does allow the complete ban of any of these activities in any town in Maine. So at the last meeting, we talked about this and decided it might be helpful to get some public input on what the citizens of Bucksport might think about this new potential land use or the ban thereof. So that's the purpose of the public hearing tonight, is to take public comment.
Chris, you want to say
just, Mr. Chairman, if the public does have a comment, I would appreciate it if they would come to the lectern and make sure we get it there recorded.
Thank you. Of course.
And if I did expect more people, and I expected it to be that have people have strong opinions. So if people do come up and speak, I just ask that only speak when you're at the podium, and please respect everybody's opinion. So if anybody would like to come up, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Valerie Sulya, S-U-L-Y-A. I'm the town's local health officer. And I'm speaking as the local health officer tonight. I am definitely opposed to this issue. I'm speaking to you as opposed to it, because I feel that the town has many other projects that need to be addressed. I also, and I'll go into detail in a minute, but also representing the David Harlem. He's the behavioral counselor at the Bucksport Regional Health Center. He couldn't come, but he also is opposed to this. And his comments were that we're at a point of not even having enough proof of medical marijuana as being beneficial. Why are we allowing recreational marijuana when we don't know that much about? And if you have medical marijuana, at least it's under the supervision of a physician that is giving it to the patient. So they're working very hard at the Bucksport Regional Health Center on behavioral health, and they've made some great strides in getting people straightened out here in this community with medication problems. So also, the town has problems, as you know, with alcohol and drugs, and we need to address those more and more often, and more put more energy and time into it. So I do not okay to the recreational business and this as this as it's stated here. You can all read it, but miracle-related businesses. I really think, you know, this town is gone from the mill closure to now, and we're trying to create a positive atmosphere in the community, getting new people to come here. And if we put this in, that's just going to give a message, the wrong, to my opinion, and representing the people that I'm speaking about. They send the wrong message to the community. It may be down the road later after it's more organized. Hearing him speak about the state is still working on a plan and program, I think that would be much better to have that all in place and in writing what they're going to do and what the rules are before we try to do it. So I thank you for listening to me.
Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
I'll be brief.
Okay.
Sean Gagan, police chief, town of Bucksport. As Jeff said, the state has legalized marijuana in this last election by a narrow margin. The only thing that I would ask in your consideration here when you look at this, if it is to go forward, is I really need you to look at location, especially for social clubs, things of that nature. I would really keep that in mind because we do have a few vacant businesses, not many at this point, but a few on Main Street. And you really have to keep in mind if you want a marijuana social club in the middle of Main Street, and things of that nature. So in your consideration, I would really think about social clubs of location, the growing and stuff location. I think location is big in this because it really sets a precedence for the town.
Thank you. Anyone else?
I'm nobody special, just Mary Lou Weaver. I lived here. I moved here 7 years ago.
Your name again?
Mary Lou Weaver.
Mary Lou.
I have been out on the road with some people who are already smoking marijuana. They have to be, the way they're driving. And I think it's going to create havoc. I'm from the old school, and I think it's going to create havoc for everyone to have it recreational. It's bad enough, medical, you know, for people that have to have it. But to make it a recreational thing, the way things are in this world today, I think it's going to be a mess. Okay. And I've really prayed about this. That's what I'm here for, to pray. And I have really prayed about all of this and this town and the people that are in it. And I appreciate this town and I appreciate the people. And I'm hoping that it will grow the way it's supposed to. You know.
Okay.
Good.
Thank
Blessings.
You.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else? I guess we will close the public hearing. Administrative business. Review of land uses allowed in the industrial development district.
Yeah, that was tabled at your last meeting, and I don't think the board is interested in taking that off the table at this meeting.
Okay.
Item B is proposed dimensional changes in the downtown Shoreland District. I had hoped to continue the discussion about that this evening, but I have not received a reply to the email I sent to my DEP contact yet. I sent an email with this board's latest position about 2 weeks ago. And a week ago, I sent a follow-up email asking for a reply and still haven't. So either the contact is away from the office or they're still contemplating on how to respond to that. So hopefully we'll have some more next month on that topic. Okay. And item C is an opportunity for this board, after hearing input from the public at the public hearing tonight, to continue your discussion about this topic of retail marijuana establishments and social clubs, whether or not they should be allowed in the town of Bucksport.
Question. If we say no, is that permanent?
No. No, the ordinance is not written in stone. It'll always be amended. As a matter of fact, some towns have done that. They've voted to ban all this activity outright, but leave the door open possibly that once the state gets all their rules and regulations in place to take a look at it again to see if at that point in time it might be possible to allow some of these activities in the town. That's the simplest approach for this board to take. If you voted tonight to ban these activities in Bucksport, there would be an ordinance drafted, a very simple one drafted. It would just be in the land use tables where that use is recognized as a prohibited use. We could go forward and hold a public hearing on that as soon as the next meeting, and then you'd act on that and forward it on to the town council for their decision. The moratorium that's in place has less than 30 days left to it. So if at the end of the moratorium, if you're still leaving that question there whether or not these uses should be allowed, the town council probably would just extend the moratorium because the state's not going to have their regulations done in 2 months.
Not until February next year.
Well, I mean, I've heard there's some discussion at the state level to allow the licensing of cultivation facilities in anticipation of having their act together for retail stores and social clubs in February. If they start allowing growing now, there'll be a product to sell by the time February rolls around. That's just a discussion I've heard. I don't think they've acted on that yet, but as I said, the simplest route to take would be to say no. And to answer your question, Ed, if this board felt sometime in the future that one of these activities or all of the activities should be allowed in Bucksport, you can revisit that and make another recommendation to the town council.
Now, once the state has a history of doing this, okay, 5 years, 10 years, you may find it's okay.
Revisit it.
But hindsight's 20/20. So, yeah, I'd put a moratorium on it, but I'll just say no for now.
The thing that disturbs me the most about this activity, and I'm sure Sean can appreciate that, is it's against federal law, and I'm puzzled why the laws in the state of Maine allow a vote to say approve an activity that violates federal law. It doesn't make sense to me.
We aren't the first state in line.
I know. It's out there.
You know, the precedence is there.
But, my job is to help people follow the law and rules and regulations. And when I see this, it just puzzles me why that can happen.
Do any of us see a benefit to the town for having marijuana retail sales in the town or social clubs in the town? Does anyone see any benefit at all to the town?
My only thought is that we have been scolded in the past about being less friendly to business than we claim. And I don't... That's my only concern, is by just saying no, we... And I'm not against saying no, for similar to what Ed was saying, is until the state can figure out what the heck's going on. It's hard to say, yeah, let's do this when the state doesn't even know what it wants to do. But that's my only concern, is the possible businesses that might be able to... and the good or bad of marijuana is not part of the what I'm thinking about. It's just the business side of it and the tax money that...
Right, tax dollars.
Yes.
That's my only concern.
How would a grow facility generate tax dollars? It would just be taxed like a farm or something?
On their sales, yeah.
They're all cash business, aren't they? They don't have the right to...
It would be like a greenhouse, I assume.
Yeah, it would be like a flower center where you're buying a different...
Banks are very reluctant to lend.
They won't.
I don't know if they can. It would be against federal law.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.